Hi, this is comedian Mary Santora, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Elizabeth Seaman. Enjoy.
To the default setting, where we find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. I'm your host, Jess Falstick.
And I am guest co-host, Gigi Chick.
Today we have improv artiste
Wells Hillblum.
Mr. Wells Hillblum, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Your default setting is uninert.
Yes.
Yay. Is. Okay, so now we can just pretend like we're not a professional podcast anymore.
And
we
can
just start shitting about, like, that's a real thing. That's a thing, people. Well, let's make a Wikipedia entry for the word uninert. So when people look this up,
uh-huh.
they'll
oh,
be
sweet.
Like, oh,
I've
yeah,
definitely
of course.
Done that before.
Of course, this
yeah,
is a word
do
the
that.
Whole time.
We'll make it official.
Come here. Or me, are you being the
language is changing all the time.
Grammar police. She's like, I know this isn't uninert. I'm coming in to make a stop to this right now.
Smeef just totally fact checked us. You failed.
That's
you failed.
Good to have. That's
I know
good to
the fact checking cat that just comes in.
No fake news here.
It's funny. It's funny because, like, sometimes when I'm on the, like, webcam with everybody remotely,
is that what you do?
So normally I'm on the webcam because Elizabeth's in Cleveland, and then 98% of the people we interview are in Cleveland
for whatever reason.
And so the thing we do is all over Zoom, and like, there's been times where I apparently have my headphones on, so I don't realize how loud I'm being. And all
I've
of a sudden, Smeef will run over and just be like, meow, and she'll just be like batting at my face. I'm like, please stop yelling meow, my ears hurt meow. And they'll see the webcam, and they'll just see this giant gray, like, fluff ball. Oh, look, she's getting high on her mint stick over there.
Oh, what a trip.
She is tripping. That's meant for your stinky breath. Chew that, cutie. Oh, look at her. She's so cute. So, she's being uninert right now. Tell us about your uninertia. Where does that come from? How do you...
Well, you know, when I was looking into your podcast, mm-hmm. like, and trying to figure out myself, mm-hmm. literally, mm-hmm. I had a, like, an existential crisis, just so you know.
Oh, Lord.
Because it was like...
I've done it now!
No, it's such a great question. And I had to think about it a lot. And I wanted to pick something that... obviously it's not going to change my whole life.
Yeah.
And something that, because my life is a little, has unusual circumstances that okay. has shaped me,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want any of those to be what I chose.
Yeah.
And also I have many flaws, like I'm very vain and,
aren't we all?
I mean, that's a commonality.
I'm a Taurus, so.
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, but the goal is at least. To get better
yeah.
at not being
yeah,
vain,
that's
not
a great
being
point.
A
perfectionist. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, and I mean that's the hope for the future. And I've seen it for myself. Like I used to be crazy. Like,
yeah. Keep in mind, people at home, he's also super young. So the fact that he's figuring so much of this shit out at a young age always like just boggles my mind. Like,
I mean, I love that you say that, but my little sister, she's 14, and she's like, "Oh my god, you're so old."
People need to stop being born so that we don't
right.
have to feel old anymore.
Actually,
yeah.
I fantasize all the time about that movie, Children of Men, where like everyone just stopped having children for like there was like a 20-30 year span. I was like,
yeah.
what would that be like to just be like the youngest person all the time forever and no one's telling you you're old and don't know what the fuck?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Japan's kind of doing that.
Is it? It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
no
like,
more babies.
I know.
Yeah.
It's true. We were actually, when I went to Japan 5 years ago, we played like Spot the Baby the whole time.
Really?
We played three games.
Spot the Baby.
We played three games and you got more points. So there was Spot the Baby and I think we each got a point if you spotted an actual baby, that
uh-huh.
day, a Japanese baby or
okay.
a Japanese appearing baby.
Right.
And then you got 2 points if you spotted a fat person.
Mm-hmm.
So we spot the fat person because it's Japan and nobody's fat.
Right.
And then you got 3 points when you played Spot the Black Person.
Oh,
and
there's
that was,
no way. No one got 3 points.
I think there was one day someone got 3 points,
okay.
and that was it. There was one day. And that's how we
wow,
played
yeah.
games in Japan. Our xenophobic games that we played. So, so you... Is it something that...
So I picked this because this was my earliest memories, okay. too. And also, you know, even along with your earliest memories, you hear stories from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are kind of memories, you know?
Yeah, but, of course, yeah.
In between those two, I noticed that was the constant factor. Like, mm-hmm. I never want to be in the same place or be the same person, kind of,
yeah.
For too long.
Okay.
Usually, one to 6 months, I like to change it up.
Oh, cool.
I've noticed that.
That's kind of neat. And it's not something you have done intentionally. You just noticed that.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like,
oh,
exactly.
Shit, it's about that time.
Yeah, no, I've noticed myself changing. I'm like, okay,
yeah. Take a bowling. Oh, look, it's the 20th. It's about that time.
Right. No, I mean, I love it. And you've known me for a little bit.
Yeah.
And, but even to this day, you know, when I moved out to LA, I changed my name.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
I change my hair all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just love changing.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm uncomfortable. Obviously, it's maybe a little bit that, but it's... I just love experiencing everything.
Yeah, me too.
And you can't do that
staying
doing
the same.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really interesting. And I mean, you really up the stakes on it, I think, in a lot of ways, where, like, for a lot of people, like, for me, I'm just like, oh, I'm going to go get a tattoo. Oh, I'm going to go get a piercing. Oh, I'm mm-hmm. going to go skydiving. You're like, I'm going to move. I'm going to change my name. I'm going to, like...
Yeah.
Like, yours is really high stakes stuff, which I find fascinating.
I mean, I want to see it all. I my whole life, I was like... yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Including jail and, like, all
Ooh.
The things people think they don't want to
yeah.
go to. I've always been like, I mean, let's just see.
You're
let's
not
just,
wrong.
I mean, let's just confirm, you know?
You're
yeah.
not wrong, though, because there's literally times where I've thought about, like, do I want to go to jail sometime just so I can say I've experienced
just
it?
Just one day,
I
literally.
Mean, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't thought about, like, wanting to go to jail, per se, but I've definitely had thoughts of, if I somehow end up in jail, mm-hmm. it will only... present amazing experiences.
I know.
Like,
I
will be
that.
Able to
I
completely
that.
Use
the
it to
stories.
My advantage.
Yes, the
And it'll
stories.
Totally be in line with, like,
exactly.
me and who I am and, like, the stories I already have. Like, that's kind of weird.
No, and especially as an actor, like, having experiences that you can draw from, like,
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah.
why I love acting. Or
yeah.
why I want to pursue it.
Performing, yeah, absolutely.
And also with acting, like, one day you're a doctor, or not one day, but, like, a little bit, you're a
and
doctor,
next thing you know.
And then next
sure.
thing you're, you know, I don't know.
Soldier from 1917.
Exactly.
Not to
you're
be confused with
changing.
1918.
You're a talking teddy bear.
Which is what I called it earlier.
Oh, is that what you called it, 1918? That's
I was like, oh, so
oh,
close.
The movie?
Yeah.
I've heard it's amazing. I don't know.
I know. I think
know.
It won a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
it did. That's what you were saying. This program has been brought to you by the movie 1917.
Yeah, that was a
in
good
theaters
check.
Now. Winner of the Golden Globe for best dramatic performance. And I don't know. I'm just making.
Yeah,
shit.
It's just
probably.
You know.
Probably.
Would you say that, like, every time you change something, you know, an integral part of yourself?
Uh huh. And it's small.
Would you
things
say it has
too.
Like a positive outcome for the most part, or are there ever times where you're like, whoa, that didn't really work for me? I'll just change again.
Yeah, it's always both, but I always. Nothing is that negative for me. I don't take life too seriously.
Okay.
That's a major flaw I have. Or, you know, pros and cons.
I wouldn't call it a flaw.
I wouldn't
I mean,
call
I guess
it a
maybe
flaw,
in
yeah.
certain situations.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should
yeah.
take things more seriously in limited situations. But I think
right.
the thing most people is they have the opposite. They take everything way too seriously.
That's what I...
And that's harder to get out of than it is to, like, okay, I gotta reel it in and take this seriously for a second.
I guess so, maybe.
Yeah. So I think that's an advantage, but, for you, like, it's just a natural thing for you,
it's
sounds
a natural
like.
Thing.
It's not at all, like, you resolve, like, you don't even have a resolution, like, I'm gonna do this differently. It's
no.
like, you have almost, like, have you ever noticed, like, it comes on, like, an itch or an urge, or it just kind of comes out of nowhere and you don't notice it until you're in the middle of it, or?
When I am clubbing with my friends,
yeah.
a lot of times, I'll just leave. Like, won't tell anyone.
Irish goodbye, yeah.
Yeah, and just go
yeah,
away.
Yeah,
and,
do you go to another club, or do you just go home, or, like...
I'll be above.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
cool.
Or go talk to homeless people.
Oh my god,
anything,
really?
Yeah,
that's kind of interesting.
I'm very drunk by then,
wow! It's also ballsy, because last night, you're like, I don't know if I could see you talking to a homeless person under any circumstances. And
well, also, I'm a guy, so...
Yeah, that's true, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
I think you both could take people, though, honestly. Like, if they tried any shit.
I definitely could not.
I could.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
If you were with Miho, you definitely
I was most nervous last night, not for myself, but I was like, I know I could defend myself if I needed to.
I can't defend Jess.
But Jess is walking me down some, like, dark alleys, and I don't know if I have enough energy in me to fight off someone for both of us.
Which goes to say she has zero faith in my defense of myself, so that's good to know. Good to know. I'm on my own.
No, even with that, I was finishing an acid trip once, right? And a homeless came over, or I shouldn't say it like that, but a homeless guy came over.
We know you meant.
And
we can edit that. That won't. That didn't say that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. No. Cut the tape.
Yeah. Cut.
And he was all like, "Oh my god, I just got stabbed over there. I really need to go. I need some money, right?" And I was like, "Oh my god, you just got stabbed?" Because I knew he was lying.
Oh,
like he was all.
Like, he was fine. There was no blood. Was yeah.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, my God, did you really? I always wanted to get stabbed. Like, where was it? And my friend that was with me, he was like, what? I was like,
he's
no,
like,
honestly.
Please actually, tell me before you go into this, because.
Oh, my God.
Well, he was no holding down here, and I was like, that's not lethal. Like,
yeah, no, I mean.
I'll be fine. And it's a great story.
That is so. See, I envy that. That is actually, she's coming over because I'm being loud. She's going to be like, all right, you need to put this shit. Look, she's like, what are you doing? What is going on? Oh, Smithers Police is here.
Smithers, exactly. Like, will not let me touch her. SPD. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, I know. She's a cock tease. She just really, like, lets you come right out to her.
That's what it seems like.
You're so cute. Oh, fuck. But no, like, that's the shit that, like, I think about all the time when I have, like, an awkward situation or a situation, like, with homeless people or whatever the case is, mm-hmm. where I wish I would think to be like, oh, yeah? I got stabbed once. It was really fun, actually. You just let that shit ride. You see shit. Like, you lose some weight from all the blood that just goes out. Like, the yes anding of, like, the awkward situation.
It's actually yes anding, yeah.
And I love that so much. And that's the thing. That's become my new goal this year, is to lean more into, like, awkward and weird and uncomfortable situations. And yes anding that seems like it's a huge part of that. Like... Were you doing things prior to your moving here that you felt like you were changing a lot, or was that a lot of the change?
Well, this is actually a small thing, and I just want to highlight, like, it's all aspects of my life. Yeah. Like, my handwriting, throughout my life, I observe other people's handwriting, like, in classrooms, and if they have a letter that is really cute or pretty, I'll take it.
I actually understand.
Do you really? Yeah. Oh my god.
I never can get it the way, because, like, even remember when we were filling out our forms at the tattoo parlor today, and I was looking at your handwriting, and I'm like, you have really nice handwriting, and I think
no,
I forgot.
That's
like,
when I'm like,
I was like, what?
No, I force them. I'm like, hey, can you write
show
your
me
A
how
again?
To,
like,
you
I'm,
can steal
and
any
they're
my
like,
letters.
What? Okay, let me
I'll
check
just,
it out.
Just have me write something later. And I'll
yeah, yeah, exactly.
It. Well, and it's crazy to me too, because, like, I think because now especially we don't write anything ever. My such writing is really dying, because, like...
I actually write a lot for work.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
And also, my handwriting, the older I get, I realize, like, the more, like, my dad's handwriting it is. Oh, and, like, I didn't really realize it until I looked over and saw him, like, writing something down. And I was like, oh, God. Like, it's happening. And my... But it's also very likened to, like, this weird alien script, because it's very, like, long and just, like, jagged. And I actually... In the first apartment I ever lived in, our neighbor, Donnie, who was just this, like, hilarious, flamboyant gay man.
Okay.
His stories, whoa. They were just whoa.
Yeah?
not for a podcast. For sure. Not for this one.
Come on!
Yeah, exactly.
He literally had taken classes on, like, interpreting handwriting. So we all got drunk in my apartment and, like, literally sat around a table and had to write
That's
certain
kind
things.
Of fun.
And he interpreted.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Yeah, the stuff he said about mine was, like, really interesting.
What did he say?
Well, so the first letter, when I start a word, he said is significantly larger than the other letters.
Oh, okay.
And that means that, like, I'm more of a confident, like, face my fears kind of person. Okay. Like, I want to, like, present to
right
you,
up front,
be very clear about who I am in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't want to, like... have attention, like, it's just like this weird
that's what
I don't know
guess.
All the stuff he was saying, I was like, this makes sense.
Wow.
And, like, but he was just getting that from my handwriting.
That's wild.
Well, you can actually tell a lot from people's handwritings a lot of times, because all the really disorganized classmates of mine, like, growing up, oh my god, their handwriting was atrocious.
Makes sense. Yeah,
illegible.
Yeah. Mine's vacillated. Like, when we used to write exclusively in cursive,
don't even teach anymore.
I know.
I love to doodle in class sometimes. I don't know why, but I listen a lot better when I'm just doodling and other people are talking. And I was sitting there trying to write the whole alphabet in cursive, and I full on was like, oh no, I can't actually remember what how you make, like, a cursive F, and, like, it was just real weird, because...
Yeah, it's kind of, like, sad, but then at the same time, it's,
I know, that is technically right.
No, I love it, because that's what I do.
Doodling?
I do not doodle. I practice my handwriting.
Practice handwriting, yeah. So, but, like, the thing was, when I exclusively wrote in cursive, like, it was disgusting, and so eventually I switched over to, like, print. And for a while, my print, I really liked it, and I got lots of compliments, and then I think, yeah, they're just because I work in IT, too, just everything I do is so much typing and bullshit that, like, now I look at my handwriting, and I'm like, I don't even know why I would do that. Like, why would I make an S that way? Why would I make a G that way? What is my hand even doing? Like, why is my brain doing this right now? So it kind of sounds like there's a little bit of chameleon, too. Like, you like to kind of gather, maybe not chameleon, like...
No, that's right.
There's, like, a term, too, for, like, certain creatures that kind of take elements of, like, what's around them, and then sort of makes it themselves.
Yeah, it actually shows, like, you have a lot of control in your life, in a weird way, because for you to, like, see, oh, I really like the way that someone
does that letter,
and then be able to not only see it and then assimilate that as part of your own hair.
You're not just coveting it.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, you're not just coveting it. You're actually, like, seizing it and taking it
for yourself,
which is really cool. I like that a lot. So it was, like, so it's definitely something that's, like, integral. It's not something that's just, like, learned. Is there anyone else in your family that's kind of like that, or is that just kind of exclusive to you?
My father passed when I was one,
I mean, you don't remember them.
I know. And that's always the response.
Like, I feel bad, but, like, you never met them, so, like, you
literally,
don't...
Literally, it's a stranger dying, like, literally.
Yeah.
But, that, of course, that's always the response. But
it's better than being like, ha!
I'm waiting for the day that is the response, seriously. But from what I've heard, and there's a lot of stories about him, but he liked to move around as well. He had, like, four mistresses and a live-in girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And he actually also left America and, like, moved around to a lot of countries.
Okay.
So I definitely get a lot of it from him and from, like, the news articles I read. Like, he also left people randomly at the club.
Oh, wow. Fascinating that it's such a, like, because obviously you didn't learn. It's not learned behavior.
So
it's literally genetic. Like, it's so in your
It was so random. I read that, and they're like, "Yeah, like, he would just disappear all the time."
Ghosted people.
And I was like, "Oh my god!"
I love that Irish goodbye is genetic. Like, that makes me so happy a thing. I only Irish goodbye have been like, I'm too tired and or drunk to have to go from person to person to person to person to say goodbye. I don't know, what's your thing? Like, do you just get bored of the situation and you're just like, fuck it, or?
I don't like goodbyes. I actually don't believe in them, which is really weird.
No, I
have this, like, beliefs that I have, that, you know, I believe in reincarnation.
Me too.
And that we'll be here forever.
Me too.
So goodbye is just goodbye for now.
Yeah, no, it's like a see you.
And so I'll see you later. Yeah, exactly. But a lot of times for goodbye, they're like, why are you leaving?
The peer pressure.
Yeah.
That's always annoying.
The thing is, my ex-husband, he used to give in to that. So he would just be like, oh, well, fuck. You want me to stay? Let's stay. I'm like, leave them wanting more.
That's
like,
right. That's,
you know,
my philosophy.
What I mean?
Leave,
like,
them wanting
leave
more.
Now, and they'll
it
be like, oh,
works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I think Irish goodbying, it really, and I can speak to this for myself, it really stems from Irish families, like Irish Catholic families. We have so many, there's so many of us that you just literally don't have time to go around it and say goodbye to every single person.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's actually more polite to just leave and not say goodbye to anyone.
So you don't have to take an hour
rather
to
say goodbye to, like, the five people closest to you.
That's actually really,
it's actually polite.
I had no idea that's where the Irish goodbye actually came from. It's just, if you say goodbye to everybody, you're gonna be here for the next 12
it's
years.
It's literally an hour situation. Yeah, you're tacking on another hour.
I've actually never heard of that, but...
Yeah, I'm that's my favorite thing. Well, because I'll actually harass people. I'll be like, thanks for Irish goodbye. And they're like, sorry, I didn't mean
my
to.
One of my brothers is notorious for it.
Really?
Yeah. I really don't, unless I'm literally at a big family gathering when you're just like, everyone's like, you know, five glasses of wine in. You're like, bye. And you just slip out and nobody sees you. But I don't do that with friends. I normally will, like, just tell a couple people, like, I'm over it, going home, bye, and it's fine. Like, no one's ever been
Irish goodbye
offended.
When I'm wasted, because I don't want to be that, like, I just love you so much, and, like, hugging. Last year when I came home, I was hanging out with her and her other best friend, Jessie, and I just remember leaving the bar, bawl, like full on hysterical bawling and like hugging. And I'm like, I moved away from you.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my god. And like Adam's literally pulling me off of them. Like, we need to get in the car. Like, you have to stop. So that seems a much more wise sort of.
It's just worked for me so far.
And like, yeah. I mean, do you ever?
We have technology these days.
Like. Well, and it's true. So like, the other thing that they've been talking about in the Meisner technique class is just like the okay. What's crazy about like audition or interviewing all these like people is you learn that basically of 40 people, there's like 5 common concerns that we all have, and some of them we have all of. And the biggest one that keeps coming up over and over and over is death of parents, like in some way, shape, or form. It keeps coming up over and over and over. And so he was talking about how like part of the technique is like embracing what you know to be true, which is, you know, inevitability, like death, and just things that you know are gonna happen.
That's right.
And then furthermore, having that motivate you that much more to like live your life the fullest sort of thing. And that also means like calling your parents regularly to say, I love that. You know, even if it's just as simple as that.
Like use that fear to your advantage.
Motivate
them all, like now. Don't just keep dwelling on it, thinking about it. Like do something about it.
I mean, I always say like at funerals, just time travel a little bit in your head, like how you'll feel at the funeral and apply it to now,
because 100%.
I don't want to have regrets when my
mother
passes.
Right.
I feel that now.
Yes.
I'm like, wow, I would feel so bad.
Yes. But, I seriously think, I think of things that way. Like, at the end of the day, if when I'm on my deathbed, will I regret not doing this?
Right. Yes.
I say works. Never regret, always pre-gret.
Did you make that up?
I think so.
Holy
shit!
Oh my god, my brain is blown right now.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
Whoa!
Again, only 25 years old. I am 37, and I've never heard this in my entire life.
And I am
regret. My brain is blown. I can't process this right now. It's
people never do, and I'm like, just time travel a little bit. I also love time traveling.
Me too. Okay, so this is so great. So you were talking earlier about reincarnation.
Yes.
So I need to talk about this because it's absolutely mind-blowing. I listen to all these podcasts that are like legitimately scientific podcasts, like Radiolab, and then another one is Invisibilia, which is kind of a spinoff of that, but they take actual literal scientific evidence to talk about like things. It's not just like, you know, discussions. I mean, there's that too. Smithers is obsessed with Wells right now, everybody.
Yeah, I'm getting like really offended. Know.
Like she really wants.
I'm personally offended.
But she doesn't know because I'm being so loud. Like I think she's just afraid because I'm being loud, but like she really wants to. I know.
All right, Smithers.
All right, I'm sorry.
Just be glad I'm leaving tonight.
You know what happened is the first time she ever met her, she like almost cried because she was so cute. And I was like, and now I'm like, Smithers, she loves you so much. Why would
I literally backed, I threw myself against the wall and then slowly slid down the wall.
And she was like, her eyes were welling with tears.
I was just like,
because she was still a baby and she was all like small and smushy and gray and like just
I also just have really serious cute aggression.
Me too.
So oh like, my god, I love
when
that
I see, when I see something like an animal or a person that I think is really cute, like I have to hold myself back from biting them.
Yeah.
I want to bite too. Just her face. I want to bite her face like all the time. You're sending me pictures
people
of you as a little
bite
baby. I want to bite your fucking face. From cute aggression, which is another. Which actually kind of goes back to, like, vestigial sort of stuff. But also, they were saying that there's become rapid finding scientific evidence for reincarnation. Have you heard this?
Love this so much. No, I have not
heard this.
No. So, the scientific evidence they have, it's not in the way you would normally think, but it makes total fucking sense because I have this from when I was a kid, and I don't know if you guys had this either.
No,
for sure. But they said what happens is, there are kids, like, when they get to be, like, 3 or 4, and they can talk, and they can express full sentences and things. They will start saying things to their parents. I did this 100%, and it freaked the hell out of my mom. It freaks out parents, because what they'll start saying are things like, I had this brother, Tim, and he and I had a shop, and we ran this, like, and they're 3 and 4 years old.
No,
And they'll say, and so finally, like, you know, like, what happened? Well, we died in a car accident. Like, really weird.
Or that little boy who has these vivid details of being a pilot.
Yes.
I heard that.
The early 1900s, and he has, like, can go into detail, and he's, like, 4. And
so,
like,
there's actually scientific evidence they're starting to find that it's possible for consciousness to still exist after the physical being is like dead. So like consciousness leaves you and it floats around in the air and can just be like grabbed by anyone sort of thing.
Yeah, well, and I think like exactly that, really like our however you want to call it, our life, our spirits, in that are just moving our bodies. Sure. Like, we're just like, our bodies are just vessels for like what's happening inside.
Yep.
It's just at the end of the day, scientifically, energy.
Yeah,
and energy never dies. Energy is always moving and transferring to other things. So if I died right now, my exact energy is either going to latch to the nearest thing in the room.
Sure.
Not to sound like Harry Potter shit now.
Yeah. That's pretty
like Voldemort, but like, it's gonna latch or like change into something else. Like energy is just a constant cycle. So yeah, I could totally see like the energy, somebody's conscious and all of those things and experiences that they've had moving
there
with that
energy.
There
are so many things when I was a little kid. Like my grandmother had this wallpaper on her one spare bedroom that was like old-timey people and like derby hats and mustaches and like horse-drawn carts and stuff, and I would just say weird shit like, I remember that, and like, oh, I know that guy, he looks like Bill, and like all these things, and my mom and my grandma would crack up, but then they'd be like, what the fuck is she talking about, where is this coming from? Like,
no, adults never listen to kids.
Kids are so intuitive. I mean, even with feeling spirits and that energy, kids are completely attuned, like tuned into it, and they don't like understand that that's not something that they should
exactly
be.
Right.
Like, I didn't have any experiences of, like, kind of like you. I wasn't like, oh, I remember back in the day. But when I was a little kid, I was very in tune with what was freaking happening. Because when my grandpa passed away, I was, I think, just turned 3.
Oh, wow.
And my Aunt Meg, she was just telling the whole family over Christmas that, you know, me, this little 3-year-old, I don't have any real memories of with my grandpa.
Mm.
She said he died. He was in hospice at the house.
Yeah.
And so he was in the room, you know, whatever. And I was kind of just wandering around. And I came out of the hallway. And they were all in the living room kind of like crying and consoling each other. Because he had just finally passed. And but he hadn't been taken out of the house yet. And she said I came out of the hallway. And as a 3-year-old said, he is for sure gone.
Mm-hmm.
I said some profound ass statement.
Oh my god!
Just clear as day, and everyone was like,
"What?"
Like, and I literally could sense that his energy had left.
Yeah,
like he was not here anymore.
Oh my god!
It's how like how crazy is that?
Yeah.
Well, it's just highlights, you know, as we get older, there's so many confines from society that kind of guide us towards not tapping into that. Intuition.
Yeah, exactly. You're so right. And I think like the whole acting thing is about getting back in touch with it sounds cliche, but getting back in touch with like getting out of all the bullshit that your entire life you've been told like you need to be in your head. You need to be in your head.
That's right.
I mean, even in the Bible.
Oh,
Jesus.
Here we go.
Talk about it.
Even in the Bible, Jesus says, be more like a child.
Yeah.
Become more like a child.
And it sounds
that's one
so
of the
trite.
Most common themes of the Bible is be more like a child.
That's
it
right.
sounds so trite.
Like,
and
I don't
think
want
people
your
take
crazy
it literally.
Ass,
like, people take the really, like, objective kid stuff literally. Like, don't build Legos. Build, like, you know, just think of things.
Your,
literally.
Your heart and mind should be as open as a child.
Exactly. Because that's what.
And your imagination.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. What were you going to say?
Well, this is crazy because I should have asked you this earlier, but
no,
I wanted to plug.
Please, oh my god, so, don't
plug away.
There are no rules.
Plug it
so,
up.
Please, do what you want.
Well, it's fascinating that you were talking about having the spiritual side, but grounding it in science and things that, you know, like you said, it can be proven scientifically in a way that you wouldn't think about.
Correct.
You know? And that's my objective right now. Like, I really want to start a religion, and I know that sounds...
Oh my god!
That is the basis of what it is.
Yeah.
I like you were saying earlier, energy, law of thermodynamics, you know, energy cannot be created or destroyed.
Yeah.
It can only transform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the key root of karma, you know?
Yes!
Like,
yeah,
what
that's,
you put into the universe, what
and that
you
is
do,
scientific.
It comes
so
back.
So if we're
exactly.
made of energy, why wouldn't that apply to us?
I mean, there's universal laws to this universe that we none of us can break.
Yeah.
And you can be as mean as you want. You know, that's my only qualm with some religions. I'm not going to name them. But you can be as mean as you want. You can murder as many people as you want. Just be prepared to be murdered yourself.
Yeah, you know what
I mean?
Yeah, the outcome.
And then
that.
You'll find out, this is not that great.
Right, right. Yeah. Wait a minute, as you're being murdered, like, hey, hold on a second.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not as enjoyable as I thought it would
right,
be.
Right, right.
That's so interesting, because I love the idea that... I mean, religion for me, it's... I would love for someone to sort of rebrand religion in general. You know what I mean? Just because religion has an immediate stigma no matter what religion it is.
Exactly.
Well, and, like, religion was never really intended to be created. Man created religion.
That's true.
You know,
I have
like
various theories.
And there's like, you know, obviously not gonna just jump into Bible facts tonight or something. But like, if you think about
it,
I love studying.
Yeah,
it's just legalistic men who created these boundaries called religion.
That's when it gets
in order
corrupted.
To form and like compile basically the ideas and beliefs that they were learning. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of most religion in that sense.
No, but all systems of belief have the one primary call it what you will, but rule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The golden rule. Mm-hmm. Do unto others as you want done unto yourself. Like, that's the same across the board, no matter who you ask, Muslim, Jew, mm-hmm. Buddhist.
Correct.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Well, I should have said Christian, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They get enough exposure.
That's what
it's
I eat.
Fine.
Yeah.
But there's some universal truths, you know? Mm-hmm. And the stories and whatnot, yeah, it's debatable. We'll look into it. But also, in the unique position that I have, I can pursue, like, I really want to... Oh, and here's the other thing. For creationists who mm-hmm. say Earth is 6,000 years old, mm-hmm. I'm over here like, you will call me Wells.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say I'm 25, mm-hmm. but Wells has been alive... You know, I legally changed my name when I was 18.
I see.
And I was Lori for 18 years.
Okay.
And so when you say I'm 25, yeah, you're not wrong. But if someone else says Wells is only 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 7 years
yeah.
old, they're kind of right.
Correct.
You know?
I see what you mean. Yeah, you know yeah, what I yeah. Mean? Yeah.
And I'm over here, you know, I grew up in a household. My mother is pretty Buddhist.
Okay.
But I was assigned a guardian when I moved to America.
Okay.
And he's very Christian.
You were born in Vietnam, correct?
I was born in Vietnam, okay. Yeah. Is legal situations happened and I was assigned a guardian.
Okay.
Because the courts didn't think my mother was responsible enough to manage my finances.
Okay.
But so I was always caught in a world where who is right,
mm-hmm.
Buddhists
mm-hmm.
or Christians,
mm-hmm.
and it always seemed like I had to pick a side.
Oh wow.
And so I have evolved the ability to see how can both of these be right.
Correct.
At the same time. And for the creationists, I'm like, okay, what if there was like a major collision with the Earth and a transformation in the Earth
yeah.
that was so major it rebranded.
Yeah.
You know? And from that point on, yeah, 6,000 years, sure, that's
yeah.
how long Earth, quote unquote, has been here.
Yeah,
right. But prior than that, yes, Earth was already here. We already know, you know.
It's
like,
so interesting you're talking about this. So shouts to.
I mean, I'm like seriously,
it makes sense.
It doesn't have to be black and white.
Correct.
Like, just seriously,
both can be, two things can be true.
Exactly.
And that's something that I never really thought about in like till last year or two. Like my therapist, I think, even said it. Like she was like, it's so hard for us. I don't know if it's as a culture or as humans to accept the idea that two completely oppositional things can both be true at the same time.
Right.
But the sooner that you sort of get on that understanding or acceptance that these things are an opposite of one another, but they both exist, regardless of the fact that whether they exist in harmony, they still both exist.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a sense of, like, everything in life is, you know, this, like, duality.
It is, yes.
There's
exactly.
light and dark. You have
exactly.
to have a balance, and they're both coexisting.
Yeah.
And
they're both able to coexist, but they're the opposite.
Right. But so, it's also, like, I always, this is the simplest example I can always come up with, hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, they're the same thing. It's a measurement and opinion on the measurement of kinetic energy of molecules.
Okay.
Your hot can be someone else's cold.
That's a good point.
That happens
yeah.
all
it's
the
subjective,
time.
Subjective, yeah.
I'm fucking freezing up Whole Foods. And any guy that I go there with, they're like, oh my god, I'm fine. Like, I'm like, just now, it's the Arctic.
No, I get what you mean. I totally get what you mean. I feel like I'm either always extremely hot or extremely cold, and I'm never comfortable. So I don't know if you have that.
I'm always freezing. So.
Yeah, I used to be always freezing,
hot.
And now
really?
I feel like I'm hitting. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's like a space heater. It's
oh.
like if it's wintertime in Cleveland,
I'm actually surprised I'm wearing.
Put
that
her in your bed right now, yeah, because
uh-huh.
she's the warmest person I know. But like
That's, I mean, that's such a good point. Like, you know, you, everything is so subjective, right? Like, it can be the exact same temperature. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Most things.
Yeah.
And I think about people's different tastes, the way that they see color. Like, I don't think scientists even know, like,
If everyone sees the same color.
Yeah, I mean, we'll say something's red, but, like, I have freak-out moments all the time where I'll be like, it's black, and he'll be like, it's navy.
Well, what color was the dress?
Fuck. Yeah. I know! Oh, my God!
I was going crazy. It's white and gold. Like, stop.
So the dress... All right, so the dress was one thing, and then there was the Laurel and Yanni thing, which I don't know anybody who heard Yanni. I heard Laurel. Did you hear Yanni? Did you do the Laurel or Yanni thing? We'll find this after the show.
I heard Yanni.
So they it's literally just playing an audio clip, and it's whether you hear Laurel or you hear Yanni.
Is it on a pier?
It's literally just a sound.
It's like a sound bite.
Oh, okay.
And if you play it, some people hear Laurel, and other people hear Yanni.
That's so crazy. Okay,
that's insane. Because I have listened to it 100 times, and I can't hear anything but Laurel, and it freaks me out. Because I was like, how does anybody hear Yanni right now?
Yeah, totally.
This is insane. So the other thing was, like, 6 months ago, there was a shoe, and the shoe was pink and white.
Oh, yeah.
But it could also be green and gray, I want to say. And what was absolutely insane was that I would, like, literally just staring at it within 5 seconds, I'd be like, is it pink and pink and white? Oh, shit, it's green and gray. Oh, shit, it's pink and white. And it just kept going back and forth in my head.
Right.
And holy shit, how does that even happen? How do our brains do that shit?
Exactly. I mean, our brains are not wired to think two things at once. You can switch back and forth rapidly, but you can't actually.
And that's, I think, probably a flaw of, like, our own design, that we can't... I
mean, no, it's a great thing.
It is probably good. Yeah. I think the thing is, though, like, now that... I think it's a relatively modern or recent concept that more and more people are starting to embrace the idea that two things can be true, right? Mm-hmm. Because our brains are not wired instinctively to say this is both pink and white.
Because we didn't need to back
green
then.
And gray. Exactly. So... I think it's something our brains need to evolve more to do.
Oh, yeah. And I have faith in evolution.
Yeah, me too. Me too, actually. I actually, the thing is, I think about evolution probably way more than I should. I constantly think about, like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this. I remember being, I think it was either in sociology or maybe it was even in my anthropology class in college. Mm. But they're talking about the reason that people almost always have their wisdom teeth removed now, which I have, is because... Yeah. Skulls are developing more to look like aliens. Like,
oh my god, don't even get me started.
Bigger heads and smaller jaws.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. And I'm like, wait, if we're evolving to look like aliens, are aliens just us from the future coming to visit? Or are they from, like, another planet?
But it's also, like, the direction of evolution, especially for spacefaring.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for noses. There's no need for ears, especially if we have telepathy. I don't want to say, like...
Ah! But I love it. That's so true.
But even, like, bodies have changed, you know, even since at least the 1940s, 1950s. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm watching, like, old movies, the men's bodies... they have much more, like, wide-set hip waists.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
They, you know, they wear their pants up to their real waist.
Yeah. That's
but,
right.
Like, they have more of this defined wide hips.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
Whereas now they're very, like...
Yes.
It's just so
strange.
We're
definitely... I mean, that's the truth. And that's what I'm exploring in my religion. Like, all of this mythos... I'm pretty sure I'm right, but for the Trojan horse story, when you heard it, when you were younger, totally a myth, right?
Yeah.
Trojan horse.
Yeah.
But for
wasn't
sure,
real.
The scientists proved
that it is a real thing. They found the Trojan horse. Okay, I'm pretty sure. Cool.
I should have checked that.
No, let's research all this shit later.
Right, exactly.
Well, and, like, I don't know, like, it seems to me, like, being aware of sort of your own evolution is kind of, like, a piece of evolving too, like accepting the idea that, like, we're, like,
awareness,
all in the middle of, like, this period and point in history where, like, people are becoming taller and their jaws are becoming smaller. It's so funny because you bring all of this up because our sister or our brother podcast it's called Let the Hate Flow. So there's Let the Hate Flow Through You, and then there's Drinks with Larry. Both of those are our brother's podcast, but, like, they on the Hate Flow 3, we were just talking about the guy's thing that he hated was creationism. And the idea...
Oh, no!
Yeah, and then the idea that, like, humans have only existed... Well, because he's a college professor, and you know college professors. They're very...
They're not wrong.
Yeah!
I'm saying there's a middle ground.
Yeah, no, exactly.
This notion that not anything is possible, like... Okay, so when I moved to Hollywood, I lived on the first floor, right?
Okay.
And I never locked my porch.
Okay. Because we're just talking about this.
I like my cats going in and out.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Cat.
Yes.
Going in and out. He likes going out.
Yeah.
And then one day, I wake up, and there's a guy sitting on the foot of my bed. Like crisscross applesauce, super big smile. And I was like, oh, well, obviously this is a dream. Like, this doesn't happen in real life. And... I was like, hey, what are you doing?
What's up?
What's up? Exactly. I mean, literally, like, took me maybe 20 seconds. I was like, okay, no shit. This is real. Because my dreams are in black and white, so I should have known right away. But he was like, dude, I had to run from the men in black last night, and so I had to take your car. But don't worry, I brought it back. We went to the sun really quick, and I brought it back, but I need your car again. And he had my keys. Like, he was dangling my keys. And he was like, and actually, I took your passport and your ID and your wallet, and it's in my apartment. Don't worry. Like, I'm giving it back right away. And I was like, oh my God.
You're like, just take it and get the fuck out.
I was like, what do you even... I was like, obviously, he's being very friendly.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, just...
Yeah, yeah.
Be his friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, dude, I actually have work, and I have to shower, and I need to use my car. And he was like... I mean, this is a crazy story.
Yeah.
And actually, when I first told my friends back in Virginia, they didn't believe me, but 100%.
I say, no, this makes actual sense for, like, Hollywood.
For Hollywood, yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, yeah. No, but it was a whole crazy story. We went down. I was like, seriously, you can't use my car. And then he punched the car next to mine. Blood was I mean, it's fucking glass, right?
Did he break through the window?
He broke through the window. He was like, don't worry. That's fine. I'll use my friend's car. And then he punched it, and there was blood everywhere, right? And, like, glass was in his hands, and I was like, oh my God, dude, that looks so bad. That looks so bad. Let me go get Band-Aids. And I ran up and called the police.
Called 911, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
I locked everything. I was I got the kitchen knife. I was like, oh my God, I don't know.
No, actually, this makes perfect sense, because can you tell your cousin's story? Like, we won't name her name.
Oh, Lord.
This seems like
she doesn't listen. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
So
makes it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of cousins, but one of them, we used to both live in the same apartment building.
Okay.
And this is in Cleveland. And she lived on the first floor, and I lived on the fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so she's on the first floor. It's like... 9 o'clock at night. So it is dark, but it's like nice out. So the windows were kind of open a crack.
I see.
She was in the bathroom, and it might have been 10, because she was like kind of getting ready for bed, just like hanging out. And she was in the bathroom getting ready. And then she heard kind of like these noises happening from the living room. And she's like, what is that? Like, what the hell? She walks into the living room, and all she sees are like a pair of hands through her window. And holding this long stick, like a long branch, and someone is just literally fishing for her purse.
Oh my God.
And she's like, what the hell? And she starts screaming. And the thing about Liz is, she, you know, like fight or flight? Like,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
flight. Like, she's just like, just freaking out. Whereas me, I would have ran over to that guy, grabbed the stick, beat his own hands with it, like, and closed the windows on his fingers, you know? But she freaked out and starts screaming at him. He's just like, nope, all right, concentration is the key, madam. And just keeps going for it. She ran upstairs to get me. That says a lot. Like,
I can really protect myself. Exactly.
She ran upstairs to get me instead of calling the cops.
Yeah.
She finally calls the cops when I didn't answer my door because I was fast asleep.
Oh.
And they pretty much were like, well, what is he doing? And she's like, he has a branch. He's trying to get me. He's trying to scoop
the branch.
The purse off the couch. Well, go get it. And she's like, right. I'm not going near him.
There's no
way. He might have a gun. I'm like,
that's right.
If he's using a branch, he doesn't have a gun.
You never know. Seriously.
No, he does not have a gun. I'll go get into that after. But yeah, he got the freaking purse.
Oh, no.
Oh, he got it. He just scooped it right up.
Okay.
Branch the
whole like fucking Opie Taylor. Just fished that thing off the couch. Like, that's the thing. I was trying to explain to her, and this is also me, who is, like, a sociology criminology major. I was just like, listen, Liz, It was a crackhead, okay? Like, he's using a branch. Probably, yeah. He does not have a gun. If he had a gun, he wouldn't be trying to fish with a janky-ass fishing pole.
Bust into your window with a gun.
No, he wouldn't have even busted in.
Fire or flight is not that useful. You can't think
this,
though.
He would have stopped someone on the sidewalk and gotten fast cash, grabbed their phone, sold that. Like, this is a crackhead. He wants fast cash. Mm-hmm. If he's using a branch, he has no other weapons. And that's what he needed to do to get something, was to use a branch as a fishing pole. So, like, yeah, you could have just charged him, but whatever.
One of the things they taught both Wells and I in improv, which he already knew, but I just learned, was that, like, things are funnier and better and more interesting when they go wrong.
Exactly.
Like, one gives a shit about your story how everything
went wrong. Never. Your trip to Italy goes perfect. Okay.
That's nice.
I get it. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Thanks for bragging.
For the 13th time.
Italy
is great, I know.
That's like, to make a scene hysterical is like to make everything go wrong. Yeah. So,
which is the only reason most of my stories are funny, is because some shit happened.
Some shit went down.
No, literally, right?
Yeah. No, it's right. And I think you're right. I think there is a safety zone that I think a lot of people like to be in, where they like to be the big fish in the small pond. I think a lot of people don't like the adversity of fighting like uphill when you're new. So it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. But you're right. You don't get better once you hit that level.
No,
And I admire, like, deeply admire / almost like try to follow the pattern of anyone who is like, okay, I'm comfortable now, or I'm good where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find something else to sort of change the game.
Well, I grew up in a really small town in Virginia.
Okay.
When I was growing up, it was Lexington, Stonewall Jackson, Confederate. It blows my mind that guns are...
No, I 100% am on board.
No, I really do like to see from all
I love hunting. Animals. I actually don't love to hunt, but I love my friends and family who do hunt, because honestly, the deer where I grew up are out of control. They will start eventually taking over and stealing people's spouses and... ruling the country.
Hide your kids.
The deer are so bad.
I used pray to freak for out sudden all the
death
time.
Because it's like, as long as I don't have to contemplate the death is about to come, if it just hits.
The worst part would be, if you're actually going through the dying
and
process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
but
actually,
like,
for the dying sure, 100%, itself, I'm killing myself.
Yeah. Like, I am pro, like,
euthanasia. All
yes.
The way.
I am for so sure, pro death with dignity.
So, like, if people do that with their pets, because they're like, this is the that's dignified thing to do.
Yes.
But you think it should be illegal to do it to your mom? Like,
right.
What? Like, I don't
and
get it.
And it's like, they're. Once you have Alzheimer's or dementia, it's like, stop.
Oh, yeah. That's my biggest fear kind of thing, because that, like, runs in my family. I actually want to get the blood testing done to see if I have the gene.
That's what genetic testing in fear.
Yeah.
Because you're into that, right? Like, you love
I love it. I'm literally buying you a 23andMe.
I know. You and I have talked
about
this.
Because, seriously, Jess looks like a 23-year-old, and...
Up in the hair.
I'm already getting wrinkles.
I don't know where... You're delusional.
This is why I wear the halo.
You're delusional. Is it on your head? Is that why?
This is part of the reason.
The thing is...
I smoke cigarettes too long.
Maybe it'll catch up with you, but for now, 25, you're still, like, killing it. I mean, the thing is biracial, too. Like, every biracial person I know is, like, the hottest. Like, they look so young. Like, they're just, like... This is why I've always been, like... Why are people against, like, why are people xenophobic? Like, everyone should mix with every other race. They're all so hot and look so amazing and have the best skin when they mix
like,
races.
This is what Irish and Serbian look like.
No, your skin is great.
Seriously. Yeah, no, that's it. And then, like, everyone should it's like, what, Swedish and Vietnamese over
I'm
here?
50 Swedish, 50 Vietnamese. 50 Vietnamese. Actually, 23andMe says 49 Swedish.
Oh, what's the other 1%?
It's 51 Vietnamese.
Oh, wow.
So, isn't that crazy?
That is kind of interesting.
But my other half-sister... is 51 Swedish and 49.
So it's
she's
like
not
the
same
opposite,
Asian as
like,
me, you know, my
different
dad
Asian got around,
mistresses.
Yeah.
So she's like Indonesian or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those tests are really interesting.
That is fascinating.
I did Ancestry.com.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Ancestry is so great if you want to do a tree, but 23andMe is better.
Our tree is out of fucking control. I never used to give blood or anything because. I wasn't allowed.
Can't.
My heart.
Oh, really?
I had like heart issues all the time, and like they were just like, it's not like every time I would do something like that, I'd wake up and there'd be like 5 nurses, and they're like, please don't do that again. I'd be like, okay. Like I thought I was trying to be nice. I was
trying to be nice.
Sorry, I know. Like just
bye.
Take my
can
blood,
you,
bitch.
Does that, what's up, bother
I'm like,
you?
Did you at least get it? Okay.
No, I'm not allowed because twofold. I visit Vietnam every year. Gotcha. And that's a red zone.
If you've ever been there
in the past 9 months, I think, you're not allowed. And also, I sleep with men. Look at the statistics. Look at the science.
Yeah.
Yes, most men that sleep with men, it's the biggest risk
HIV.
Factor for HIV. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
I would have never thought of that.
No,
really,
but
interesting.
Oh my god, I went to the like most conservative high school,
mm-hmm.
and there was the blood donation, and everyone was doing it, and I was
wow.
oh my god, they're gonna fucking find out. Like,
oh no!
Yeah,
what a way
so
to narrow
bad. It. And then, no, but on the test, it was like, if you've been to Vietnam, and I was like, yes, I have.
I have an out that's not that. I have
no,
an out.
Actually, oh my! I know some people out there get upset, but it's like, dude, it's safety.
Yeah, no,
and
I get it.
This
yeah.
is life or death.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like,
yeah,
people need to just stop.
People just need to get over themselves and be like, this
exactly.
is just
this is just the way
safety.
It is.
It's just protocol.
At least for now,
it's not personal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's just the
people
it's the hard cold facts of like
hard cold
situation.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's what you can't dispute.
Yeah,
I always yeah.
No, I totally agree. And that's, I think that's my biggest, and everyone's always heard me rant about this on the show. Like, my biggest thing is, like, being, like, so I had my one and only trans friend on the show the other day, and she was talking about how, like, she is just such a pragmatic person, and she's very young, too. She's, like, 27, and she was just talking about how, like, you know, you just have to accept that, like, sometimes, if you choose to identify as a woman, but mm-hmm. you grow as a beard, and you don't have makeup,
right.
and all this kind of stuff, someone's gonna misgender you. And, right. like, you can't get mad about that. It's just the nature of the situation. You got misgendered yesterday,
yeah.
didn't you? Yeah. So, like, the misgendering
just
thing, just to get, like, angry about the fact people are misgendering you, you have to understand, like, this is a relatively, in the course of humanity, and what's
for
socially
sure.
acceptable, especially,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand, like, this is the hardship, unfortunately, that must be faced by, you
right.
know, trans community people,
yes.
is that they have to get misgendered occasionally. And, I mean, the fortunate part is, now that it's becoming more socially acceptable, you can have the conversation if you want to, which is like, oh, no, no big deal, just know that my pronouns are
exactly.
this or that.
I mean, even when we were at the dispensary the other night.
Right.
Last night.
Yeah.
One, I was misgendered, but then, which... I'm just, like, don't get offended by anything. And, like, also, I always know that people have good intentions at
yeah.
the end of the day. Like, nobody
really
was trying
do.
To offend
exactly.
me. They
literally
just
really
saw
do.
The back of me, and I looked like this. So
mm-hmm.
they,
and you
like,
were wearing, like, another coat, too.
I mean, I
like
had,
very,
like...
You were very bundled up.
Yeah, like, I just don't... I'm not offended by... Why would I be offended about being called another human? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. But that same night, when I was like, oh, this is for my friend... This is gonna be for my friend Lisa, or whatever... He said she, and then he was like, or, you know, or they, like, whatever that
oh,
they
shit,
would prefer.
I didn't catch
he actually,
that
same guy,
he
corrected
himself. Yeah.
And was like, yeah, whatever they would like, you know, and he, you know, so it's
yeah.
just.
Yeah, and I would rather people,
just
you know, try harder, you know what I mean? Like, and that's the other thing, too. So
it's
to
all
your,
gradual.
So you're to your point, I mean, and that's the thing. I feel like there are so many, I feel like it's more specific to younger people who are just not quite aware that, like.
I mean, more and more narcissists are born every day.
Yeah.
It's my belief.
Thank
for sure.
you. That's such a good point. I think, like, yeah, for what, and the funny part was, too, like, I was becoming cranky old lady Jess, where I was just like, all these teenagers online need to understand that, like, their opinions are dumb. And, like, but then, like, we have a ton of really cool teenagers in our new acting school, too.
Oh.
And they're actually really fascinating and, like, so nice. And, like, they remembered my name, which, like, most adults don't do. And, like,
okay.
I don't know. Like, I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to become the creepy 38-year-old. Lady who's like trying to be.
Stop! I'm telling you, tell them you're 25.
I know.
And they won't know.
I know, it won't be as creepy if I try to befriend them because they'll just assume that I'm 25.
They will. I'm telling you.
But also, like, the younger kids, they're way more open to, like,
yes.
what's happening. Like,
yeah.
they're,
well, honestly,
they're not questioning stuff like
mm-hmm.
our generation
mm-hmm,
is.
Mm-hmm.
It's because reincarnation, and they were. Like, maybe two or one generation ago, and they had the knowledge of that, and so that's my belief.
They're already exposed, you know,
exactly.
in their subconscious.
Exactly.
I would wholeheartedly get down with that.
I mean, a society, as generations go on, we just get better and better, and we get smarter and smarter.
I agree! Oh, thank you. It's so nice to see a young person that has, like, an optimistic look, because I feel like so often, that's another issue, grievance that I've had so long with, like, younger people, is that they were very much like, oh, the planet's gonna all die, and we're all gonna end before we're 30, and I'm like, no,
this is a lack of perspective. Everybody for the last 3,000 years have thought we were going to die on a day-to-day basis. Exactly. Like, all of us thought we were going to die from one thing or another, and we never did.
I'm over here like, it's all narcissism. I always ask, hey, can we go to Mars and terraform it? Like, make it habitable.
Yeah.
Across the board, it's no. Yeah. Not at this moment. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, then how do you think we have such an effect on Earth that we can transform it to habitable to inhabitable?
In your lifetime.
In your lifetime. And also, this is just for humans, okay? Life is going to survive.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I get it. We want to preserve for ourselves.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get to that point. But like, we're not that.
People just need to be.
It's all about
respectful. Balance. Like, people just. Like, if you just treat, you just need to treat the Earth well, treat it how you should be treating yourself.
Sure.
And
it's the karma thing, but just with the Earth.
Like, just do your part. Everyone should just, like, be, like, give to the planet what the planet gives to you, and just, like, it just should be, like, this symbiotic thing.
I mean, for sure. And I actually was a terrible person, like, 7 years ago.
But you got it out of your system, and you're already young still, and you're, like, already, like, compensating for that. Some people don't do that until they're, like, into their 30s and 40s, so that's good.
That makes me
feel good. It's good! No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to say. Like, it's good.
But what helped me a lot was I had a lot of parties at my place or people over all the time, and when they disrespect where you live and they're just trashing everything, it doesn't feel great, and it is not great. They're gonna leave. They don't fucking care about it at all. And that it was what took me. Nowadays, there's no way I litter. Ever.
Yeah, same.
Earth is my bigger home.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm like, people just need the responsibility of owning their own place. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I've never owned my own place, but having their own place.
Sure. Yeah.
Like renting.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Before they can reflect and be like, you know, actually, it's not that hard. Put it in your pocket, wait till a trash can.
I didn't even spit gum out. Like, I will literally wait till a trash can to find gum, or I will put, like, in a napkin, or I will find something to put my gum in.
It's just not that hard. Yeah. And the mindset of, oh, it's just one thing. No, that's what everyone does. That's how it builds up. Yes, exactly. And it's just like, no, but as a kid, there's no way you can reflect on that.
Correct.
Your parents clean everything.
Correct.
All the time.
Yep.
Like, you make a mess, your parents are going to clean it up. Mm-hmm. Not your bedroom, but. You know, like in the kitchen.
Don't make you do that.
Yeah. Right.
No, it's such a good point. And I think sort of eliminating the negativity bias a little bit to just say on the flip side, too, like, every little thing you do, like, if you don't throw your gum on the street, you throw it in a trash can. Uh-huh. If you, and that's the thing, too, like, we grew up our whole childhoods being like, just put stuff in a fucking trash can. Mm. Now it's like, okay, put stuff in a fucking trash can, but also put it in a recycle bin. Like, that's the new thing. Oh, and that's the thing I've been trying to do so much better about is, like, I've got it ingrained in me to put shit in a trash can, but, like, if it can go in a recycle bin, I should probably try harder to put it in a recycle bin. You know what I mean? So that's, like, my new thing. Hey.
Always getting better.
Do you have anything you want to promote as far as shows, social media, anything like that?
Yes, just really quick, okay? So it's really preliminary, and I uploaded the video just for this so I could promote it.
Yay.
But like I said, I'm starting a religion, and I know it's a little crazier out there, but I really do have a lot of faith in this, and y'all should just check it out. But it's Scientology.
Okay.
Is what it's called. And I can't get into why it's so close to Scientology, but
it makes sense immediately because then it'll just like cross over in the Googling. Like, wait, what's this?
No, literally. And I can't wait till they sue me. because it's going to be a whole media thing.
You know? I just can't wait till like Tom Cruise comes after me.
No, I have my lawyers ready, but check it out on YouTube. There's only the intro video now, but I'm going to work on many things, and we're going to talk about the things that fascinate, honestly, me, but also it sounds like you're really into it.
Yeah. If I haven't been religious since I was a Catholic at, like, age 14, then this might be my new religion.
So. No, I mean, I used to be mad atheist.
Yeah, I thought I was too, honestly, and now I'm questioning everything. What's the name of the YouTube channel?
It's Scientology.
Scientology. Okay, yeah. So science and then O-L-O-G-Y?
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
And you kind of have to Google it. I don't have the URL yet because I just uploaded a video and you have to wait 30 days.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right on. Okay, but check out Scientology. Yeah. Is there anything else? Is that good?
That's
it. Yeah. Okay, sweet. Geej, do you have any social media you want to promote?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at g.g.chick.
You can find me at EpicFaul, E-P-I-C-F-A-U-L, on Instagram and Twitter. I want to thank OK Pants and Above Below Entertainment. And I want to thank Mr. Wells Hoplum for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me
this
over.
This was amazing. This was really. I'm so glad we finally did this. I had been like telling my friends forever. I'm like, my friend Wells is going to be on. I can't wait. So this is super cool. Okay, love you. Bye. Bye.